it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
So only one of my teams won over the weekend, and that was yesterday the Pittsburgh Steelers won.
Oh. Are you in a survivor pool at all?
I'm in a fantasy league.
Wait, didn't Nebraska win?
Nebraska did win. Thank you. Two.
Two. Good. There you go.
I did not have Aaron Rodgers throwing for four touchdowns on my bingo card.
Who was Nebraska playing?
They played Akron.
The Zips, wasn't it?
The Akron Zips.
Zips.
That is correct.
They scored zip.
They scored zip points.
That's the problem going with a mascot that's zip.
It's one of those payday games.
Did you enjoy Aaron Rodgers taunting the Jets fans?
I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan. I was not a fan of him coming to the Steelers. But if he can take us to the promised land, I'm okay with that. And touchdown throws yesterday was pretty impressive.
How was the MU game on Saturday?
I don't want to talk about that. I knew you guys always, it comes around to football, and I'm happy to talk football. We watched a lot of it over the weekend, and I was sitting here wondering, when is Sam going to bring up the Mizzou Kansas game?
Kansas looked pretty good in the beginning.
I would call it the KU game for the first quarter, and then it was the KU-MU game for the second quarter, and then for the entire second half, it was an MU game. KU wasn't really there.
Interesting.
We shouldn't have even been playing them. They left. I'm still annoyed we're even playing.
What are you talking? It's one of the great rivalries in college football.
It was one of the great rivalries in college football. You are correct.
It's like Notre Dame USC. It's a great rivalry.
Yeah.
I am very happy it's back. I was really rooting for KU, and I thought that we were going to win until, well, we couldn't hold on to the football for more than 5 seconds.
Did you guys see during some of the football games last night, I'm trying to remember which ones, there is a new horror movie coming out that is football related. And it's one of those, oh God, you know the director, Sam. You know all of the scary movies they did.
M. Night Shyamalan?
No, it's called Him. And see if you can pull up the trailer. The trailer is clean.
Him?
It is about a guy who wants to be the next big thing. He wants to be the Patrick Mahomes. He wants to be the Aaron Rodgers. And he gets to meet his...
Oh, it's a Sam, too. It's only an hour and 36 minutes.
Yes. It's not Key and Peele, but it's those guys that do all of the horror movies like
Marlon Wayans.
Yes. I'm telling you, that trailer looks terrifying. And I don't know why it's taken people this long to figure out you could put football in a horror movie and it would be incredible.
Terror strikes when a promising young football player gets invited to train at a team's isolated compound.
Ooh, isolated.
Oh, it's going to be, it's called Him.
I thought that was a pill.
It is called Him.
All right.
All right, this is dumb. D-U-M, dumb.
No, it is not.
Okay, just in the trailer alone, and I've watched 4 seconds of it, he goes to a facility in the middle of a desert that looks like a villain's lair from Star Wars.
Yes, invite only.
A villain's lair? I don't think in the 20 years I've been doing this show that the word lair has ever been broadcast.
I mean, who in their right mind walks into that place and thinks they're about to learn about football? Not victim blaming a fictional character.
I think it's going to be good.
Can you play it?
Yeah, the 4 seconds I watched were clean.
It's very scary. A lot of very scary, like,
Do I look at you or the camera?
You'll just look right at me. You'll just ignore the camera.
Okay.
There are a lot of people saying you could be the next great quarterback.
I can already see it now. Cam running down a tunnel with crowd chanting his name.
I hear you've been invited to train with legend Isaiah White himself. Care to elaborate?
I want to be the GOAT. Cameron King. Great meeting you. I'm a fan.
That's crazy.
I damn near worshipped you growing up.
Who are you?
I'm him.
Who are you?
I'm him. My time.
Let's play a little catch.
We going to the league!
You want to play at your highest level?
You want to be a legend?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. This ain't a game.
Just gonna toss the ball around a little. You wanna hit this? You can't handle it. I understand. Okay.
When he says we're gonna toss the ball around a little, you know those wheels.
That sounds terrible.
Scott, you know those wheels that they put a football in?
Yes.
And then it launches it.
Correct.
He puts a football in that wheel, but it's going like 96 trillion miles an hour.
Turns the speed up to max.
Start shooting at the guy. It looks freaky, I'm telling you.
It looks like it's a combo between Get Out and Squid Games.
That's the one I could not think
Jordan
of, Dan.
Peele.
He did Get Out and he did Us. And I think Get Out was brilliant.
Oh, it was.
And I thought Us was one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
I think I'm going to take a hard pass on this movie.
Really a hard pass? How hard would the pass be?
It would be pretty hard.
Well, is the pass from a demon or not?
I'm going to go watch it.
He's practicing with demons. That's essentially what they're saying. Mm. You sell your soul to the devil.
Okay.
It is the age old, like, would you sell your soul to the devil to have your dream come true?
There better be some crazy plot twist ending because I just told you the whole plot.
Maybe
off
it's
of
a touchdown,
one
Sam.
Of a trailer.
We've never had this plot before. Crossroads 1986.
I can't believe you didn't see them advertise this. They were advertising it all weekend during football.
Well, usually during the commercial breaks, I'll get up and.
There wasn't much scarier than the Chiefs game. So, yeah, I mean, I was already terrified.
That's actually true.
It was boring.
Which did you read during a break, Sam, that Coach Reed said. He can't talk about it during the news conference, but there will be a conversation about the rule about the open-handed slap versus the closed fist punch that happened to Travis Kelce. He said, I will handle that with the league, and that's not something
I can
talk about.
By the way, Xavier Worthy is out. He's got a dislocated shoulder from that collision with Travis Kelce.
Adam Schefter said that sources told him it should be a couple of weeks. Reed, of course, is not going to disclose that information, so he said day-to-day.
Okay.
But if the open-handed slap is allowed in football, every football team needs an enforcer like they do in hockey. Just go walking around bopping each other on the head.
Yeah, I don't think we should allow that.
I agree.
I think it should not be allowed.
It's been allowed for years.
Now, did you see, and this just happened to strike me in a way that I didn't expect it to, how into the national anthem the Brazilian crowd was?
The tears. Yeah.
I mean, I had goosebumps watching another country's national anthem because the entire crowd was screaming it at the top of their lungs.
Yeah.
Everyone was in beat. It was wild.
And there were tears streaming down the faces of many of the fans.
This was when the Brazilian national anthem was played.
I mean, I thought we took pride in our country. They, as Dan mentioned, they were literally crying.
They played our anthem too.
They did, yeah.
And it was interesting.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I liked it. I mean, it was a little different, but I liked it.
Okay, I missed the opening of the game.
They did ours on saxophone. It was odd.
Okay,
it was different.
But we as Americans don't have the market cornered on patriotism. I mean,
based on the way we talk about it, we do.
Yeah,
you can imagine people in other countries have great pride in their nation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially Brazil.
Why do you say it like that?
Oh, well, because Brazil has for a long time seen itself and acted as one of the premier countries of the world. Yeah.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ugh, why am I so annoyed?
take joy in somebody else's victory.
We know where the Missouri winning Powerball ticket was sold. In the last couple of minutes, the news was just released.
Well, before we take joy, let's figure out where it is.
Ugh.
Because if it's in one city, no joy.
Dan,
it is in that
Dan
one city.
Was a lot closer than we were. A winning Powerball ticket was sold in St. Louis, matching all six numbers drawn to split the $1.78 billion jackpot prize with another winner in Texas.
Undeserving.
It was bought at a Quick Trip, Sam, and I'm not
at
as
a Quick Trip.
All of a sudden, more deserving.
Familiar with St. Louis. Look this up. 12110.
Hang on. Wait.
12110.
12110.
Lusher Road. Lusher. I've got it pulled up here, but I'm all I know is like, where's the airport? Where's downtown?
Okay, hang on. Stand by.
East of Florissant. There's just not a lot over there. There's a CVS. There's a Bitcoin.
Oh, St. Louis Fish and Chicken.
Oh, it is right next to the river.
Oh, I'm zooming out. There's the river.
North St. Louis.
Okay. Almost to Illinois.
Almost in Illinois, yeah.
Okay.
Nice. They're probably actually pretty deserving.
I want to believe that.
If you're familiar with St. Louis, it's near Old Jamestown and just east of Florissant.
Mm-hmm. What does the convenience store get for selling it, Sam?
Like $100,000 or something?
I don't know.
It was a record-setting night for the Missouri Lottery with the $893.5 million prize ranking as the highest jackpot prize ever won in Missouri to date. It's not even close. The previous record was $293 million back in 2012.
And you could throw a rock and it would land in Illinois.
The Missouri winner has until March 5th, 2026 to claim their prize.
Huh.
Isn't it weird, though, when I first read it was St. Louis? I swear to you, I thought, have we been to St. Louis?
Ain't it right?
I really do. When a big Powerball winner is that close to us, do you not do that in your mind? Like, I don't think I was in St. Louis, like, but maybe I was.
I was getting ready for work today and noticed that there was a Powerball ticket on the island in my kitchen.
Yeah.
I didn't even think to check it.
Because you knew
I would be wasting my time.
You would not have purchased a ticket in Missouri.
Well, and I know she didn't purchase a ticket in Missouri.
How do you know that she wasn't, like, I don't know, stopping on her way home from work or...
Because Missouri's on the way home.
Oh, yeah, totally.
From Leavenworth to Shawnee.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Popover.
I live 22 years off of State Line Road. So it used to be theoretically possible that there would be a ticket purchase somewhere on State Line Road.
Danny, you live right over there.
I know. I don't live on State Line anymore. Your mind doesn't do that where you're like,
I'm just happy that some people in the middle of the country won because it always seems
California.
Like it's California, New Jersey,
York.
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we look at the neighborhood of where the gas station it was bought from resides, we're like, oh, great. They were already millionaires, jerks.
I love this, that this was at a Quick Trip. You know, in I don't want to say that's an industrial area, but it's not.
It pretty much is.
It there's a White Castle.
It is not the rich part of St. Louis.
It is not the rich part of St. Louis. Okay. I hope it is someone very deserving and, you know, in their 30s or 40s.
Wait. Define deserving.
Meaning not already a millionaire?
Well, most people groan if it's someone that's, you know. Right. I always like the story where five factory workers have been sharing the numbers for 30 years, mm-hmm. and they've worked hard every day of their life, and now they're going to split the winnings. Okay. I like those stories.
Okay. And they'll blow all the money, and in 6 months, they'll be right back at the factory.
No. I like
– dead in the parking lot outside of a casino.
Wow.
They worked hard. They, you know, I want it to be a good story.
From the text line – heck, I've been in Michigan for 2 weeks and even thought to myself, did I buy a ticket in Missouri?
I know. I'm telling you. I think it's just human nature to do that. I really do, you guys.
Nobody does that.
Except for you and the texter.
Okay. Can we talk about Phillies Karen for a minute?
I would love to talk about Phillies Karen.
Sam, do we have the audio still from Phillies Karen?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay.
Who is she? Do we know who she is? I hope she's not the winner.
I don't think we have a name on Phillies Karen yet.
Well, you took it from me.
All right. So
she's also a liar. Continue.
So there was the Philadelphia Phillies were playing the Marlins in Miami, and a ball was hit. It was a home run ball, ended up in the stands, and a guy by the name of Drew Feltwell. So the ball lands underneath Karen's seat, right?
Yeah.
And that's not a real name. Well, we don't know. But she's being called Phillies Karen today. And she's looking around for it. She can't find it. Where's the ball? Oh, my gosh. It landed out here somewhere. Drew Feltwell goes over and reaches under the seat. He sees where the ball is.
Yeah, grabs
it. He grabs the ball and hands it to his son. Karen comes over with the worst, by the way, haircut known to man.
And bad. I mean the most aggressive entitlement march I have ever seen.
Marches over to Drew Feltwell and says, that ball is mine. Give it to me. Well, Drew is there with his kids.
Yep.
Right? They're fans. And he's like shocked. She's yelling at him.
You can see the look on his face. He's like, who is crazy here?
Yeah, what the heck is going on? And finally, he just, you know, in a fit of aspiration, just hands her the ball.
No, he takes it from his son.
You're right.
He had just given the ball to his son.
You're right.
He takes it from his son and hands it to her.
Just to make her go away.
Please go away.
Right. She is being skewered online today.
Beyond.
Oh, of course. Immediately she was being skewered.
As she should be.
Yeah.
Who cares, lady? It's a foul ball or home run ball, whatever. Who cares?
Even the Phillies TV announcer said, quote, what is her problem?
And my favorite thing is still the dad's initial reaction. Like, what are you doing, lady? Chill. But she said in that video or that clip, and you heard it, it was in my hands. It was in my hands.
No, it wasn't.
There is one thing that I can assure you, Phillies Karen. It at no point was in your hands.
This is how out of control this has gotten, okay? One woman was first incorrectly identified as her. She's like, look, that's not me. I'm not that thin, and I'm a Red Sox fan. Then the Hamilton School District, the Hamilton School District in South Jersey was forced to put out a statement after someone misidentified Phillies Karen as an employee of that school district. They said, and I quote, Phillies Karen, they use the name, is not and has never been an employee of Hamilton Public Schools. They also set the record straight on another thing. They would have caught the ball, a point of pride with any real Phillies fan. Listen to this. Anyone who works for our school district would have caught the ball.
Now, Scott, I will only correct you on one thing, because had it truly landed under her chair, I think that she would have mild claim to this ball.
Oh, I disagree.
I think that had it landed right under her chair and this guy came over and, you know, maybe hit bumped her out of the way and took the ball, maybe she would have had some reasonability in her aggression. The issue is that it hit under her chair and then rolled down a few rows.
Okay.
She wasn't even in the same row and decided to make up this lie within seconds, by the way, a millisecond, that it was in her hands.
There's another video of her heckling another guy in the stands, flipping off one entire section of people at the game. This was later.
What is her problem?
I don't know. But here's my question.
She is a Phillies fan.
Why are we so thirsty for an identification of this woman?
Because she's not a good human being.
Why do we all? I got up this morning and Googled, who is she? I want to know, but why? Why do I care? I'm not a Phillies fan. I don't know the family that she took the ball back from. I don't
Which,
care.
Which, by the way, they ended up down below, and the guy who hit the home run autographed a bat for the young man who didn't get the ball, or whose dad took the ball from him and gave it to Phillies Karen.
I am shocked we don't have the ID yet, because typically it takes the internet anywhere from 4 to 90 minutes to identify somebody like this.
And she's very identifiable. She has, can you describe the haircut?
It's bad.
You did a really good job earlier off the air.
It's black underneath. It's blonde, white, silver on top. It's just a bad short bob.
It's like she's wearing two wigs.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of
She's got a black wig underneath and a silver wig on top. And it's a bob haircut. Nothing wrong with that. She's easily identifiable. Very easy to identify.
But from the text line, he was aggressive. He ran 10 to 15 feet in her space.
No!
She was right.
They were all going for the ball. And in fact, the ball had gone boom, 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 the way balls do. And everyone was going for it.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So the dad in this now viral video from the Phillies-Marlins game who gave the ball back, well, didn't give it back, gave the ball to Phillies Karen, said he wanted to set an example for his children on how to properly behave when confronted by a lunatic.
Because wouldn't most people have said, get the hell away from me, crazy loon?
Would we be telling a different story today had the dad reacted differently?
We would have. We would have said it was bad behavior on
like saying
her
the dad
part,
was in the wrong?
Then bad behavior on his part.
Let's go to Karen in Lee Summit. Karen, good afternoon.
Karen,
hello.
Hi.
Lee Summit, Karen.
I want to know what's going on with I'm a very nice person. If my name is Karen, what is going on with the Karen stuff?
I don't know where this started or how it started, Sam. If you can look up the history of Karen becoming sort of a negative, it's kind of like Chad
with men.
Wow. I can't believe it. Every time I hear that, I think, well, I'm a very nice person. And my name is Karen. So anyways, you guys, I just wanted you to know there are some very nice Karens.
Does it offend you? I'm asking. I'm being serious. Does it offend you?
No, I don't think it. No, not really. Okay. No, maybe it should. I'm probably too stupid to get offended. But in a sense, I know it's not totally personal. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Karen. I think we should start a club called the Nice Karens of Kansas City Club because Long Island Karen 1 and 2 just texted me and said on behalf of both Long Island Karens and the rest of the nice Karens out there, please stop calling mean women Karens.
Well, let's all drink to that. I'll go have a Long Island at a bar and drink to Karen.
Right on. All right, Karen, take care. Be well.
As for the true objective origin, I do not know. However, AI has compiled a number of different origins. Yeah. Dane Cook called a woman Karen in a joke when he described the woman as rude, self-centered, and the person that the group secretly resents. That was back in 2005.
Oh, wow.
Reddit started circulating it back in 2014. And you remember that specifically had to do with the can I speak to a manager haircut?
Yes.
And that was in reference to a number of different posts of women who would specifically ask to speak to a manager with that Bob style haircut. Reddit users clung to the name Karen.
Yep.
It also skyrocketed in 2017, 2018 to 2020. Anytime that there was some sort of racial kerfuffle, it was
the birder.
Yeah, the birder. Yeah, we had dog park.
Oh, that's
Karen.
Right, dog park Karen.
Dogs
that's right.
Hump each other every day.
All of those women were then named Karen.
By the way, one commenter said, "quote," and this is one of the reasons I respectfully disagree with you, Sam. Bleacher rule number one: if you catch a ball midair, it is your souvenir. Mm-hmm. If it is not caught, it's a live ball.
I agree with that. Do you not agree with that, Sam?
No, I completely agree. I was just trying to think about other caveats about where this woman might be justified. I don't think she's justified in any way, shape, or form.
Let's go to Tristan. By the way, telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Tristan in North Kansas City. Hello.
Thank you for taking my call on this gorgeous day.
Of course.
I think the reason why we are so obsessed with identifying these people who act bad is because we're tired of people acting the fool and we want them to know, hey, bad actions have consequences.
Yeah, but I mean, I always find it fascinating what little
infraction
we seem to draw ourselves to. For example, we were talking about the Coldplay couple in a previous segment, I believe it was in this hour. people cheat on their spouses all the time.
Why did that pick go viral?
But that one,
yeah.
I mean, they became
a meme.
Not only nationally known,
globally,
internationally known.
Yeah.
But what was it about that occasion where a couple is stepping out that all of a sudden we're like, well, this one deserves my attention?
Because they dove out of the camera, making it as obvious as possible.
The other thing is, we're forgetting this. This is baseball. This is America's game. You have a dad who has taken his son to a baseball game. Mm-hmm. Is there anything more American than a father taking his son to a baseball game? They're not even in particularly good seats, right?
They're in the outfield.
They are in the outfield. Dad is there with his son. And then I'm going to throw ageism in here too. Older woman comes and tries to snatch the ball from the dad or the kid. Older woman is going to lose that argument all day long.
Could you walk with a greater sense of entitlement? I mean, I think that she reached the zenith of, yeah, I am entitled and you will give it to me.
She also didn't have a kid with her, Sam. You've got a dad with his son. He hands the ball directly to the kid. There were no kids around the adults that were all going for that ball.
I would have to guess that.
We're leaving out a very important detail. It was his son's birthday. Makes it even worse.
Was it really his son's birthday?
Yeah.
I did not
know
that.
Now, she would not have known that, but you're right. It does make it worse.
But I mean, it is a baseball. This isn't Aaron Judge's, you know.
Yeah, however much money home run.
Breaking Babe Ruth's record for most home runs as a Yankee. This is just another home run ball. They get hit into the stands every game. What is it about the foul ball or the home run ball that makes some people act all a fool? I've caught two. And by the way, I didn't catch them. They rolled. I was with Tim Grunhard, shameless name drop. And every the two balls that I got at this one game, they hit the back brick wall at Kauffman and rolled over to where I was sitting.
Did they roll under somebody else's seat?
No, because I was in the front row with Tim. It was his seats. And each time I leaned over and I, this is before they, you know, extended the netting all the way out to the pole. And I would just lean over and grab the ball. And each time I looked around and found a kid.
Yeah.
And I gave the ball away. I do not have either one of these foul balls that I picked up. I didn't catch them. I picked them up. I don't need them. You know, give it to a kid. They'll never forget that moment.
Correct.
They'll never forget that moment.
Well, they'll never forget this moment either.
Well, but you know what? Bravo to the Phillies, who realized what was going on.
Yeah.
And acted quickly and got that kid and his dad and the rest of their family downstairs.
Amen.
And had the player who hit the home run sign a bat. Take that, Karen.
Well, even better, because Karen would not have seen that. What Karen did have to watch was right after this all went down, somebody with the press team with the Phillies put together the original swag bag that they gave to the kid and gave it to him in the stands.
Oh, did they really?
And the entire crowd started cheering. And you can see Karen in the background of that video.
She's annoyed.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's even better.
Le who is it?
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Also via Adam Schefter this hour, the fan in the stands, if you missed this, who shoved Ravens wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins and then was shoved by Lamar Jackson, has, quote, been indefinitely banned from Bills and all NFL stadiums.
Good.
If you missed it, this guy was sort of in the front row as all of the teams are walking by. Game is either
It was over.
Over or half. I couldn't remember. They're all walking by. This guy with both hands shoves into the helmet from the stands, leans over and shoves in. You know how the fans are all like leaning over trying to get a high five.
Give me a high five.
Whatever. Yeah. He shoves wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins in the head, then tries to shove Lamar Jackson, who shoves back.
Mm-hmm.
The fan has been banned from all NFL stadiums.
Good.
People have got to stop acting a fool when you are at sporting events.
Yes. You cannot touch the players unless they want to touch you. And by that, I mean give you a high five or whatever.
High five is one. But my God, this guy was just being a jerk.
Yeah, I miss D-Hop.
Oh, my gosh.
What's D-Hop?
D-Hop.
DeAndre Hopkins. Oh. He was the guy who saved us last year when we didn't have any wide receivers. And I said 4 billion times this season, well, this year we have a wide receiver core.
I can't
and in the
keep
first
track.
Freaking drive, we no longer have a wide receiver core.
Well, what does it sound like when we say we have a wide receiver core?
We finally have a wide receiver core. That's what I said over and over and over again.
Not looking to make this a topic.
I really enjoyed watching the game.
However, Kansas City area Target stores have announced they will open at midnight for Taylor Swift's new album release. Midnight, October 3rd.
Is it exclusive through Target?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
I think they've exclusively got the CDs. You can. Oh, there's a limit of 4 per customer. No shoving.
So bands are doing this nowadays where they are selling their CDs. You know, most people don't buy CDs unless your name is Scott Parks. And like years ago, Target had exclusive rights to AC/DC's new record, Kiss's new record.
Smart.
And by new record, the last Kiss record came out in 2012. But Target, for whatever reason, is making deals with artists. Hey, we'll do this for you, you know, give you X number of dollars, but you can only sell your CD through us.
So I want to clarify, in Missouri, it's the Target in Blue Springs on Coronado, the Kansas City Target up north on Skyview Avenue, Lee's Summit on Chipman Road, and Liberty on Berry Road.
Oh, thank God.
In Kansas, Lawrence Mission, Olathe on 119th, the main one in Overland Park on Blue Valley Parkway, and the main one in Shawnee on Shawnee Mission Parkway. We'll open at midnight. Woohoo!
I'll have to
set
be there.
Set your clocks! Set your calendars,
people! Oh my God,
people.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Looks like we're staying the night at the station that night. The one right there is going to be open.
Are you going to be there at midnight?
I might go if my daughters want to go. I would go with my daughters.
Well, the one right here in Mission, right? You mentioned that one.
The problem is if they sell the CD there, which is exciting because you're going to get the extras. And
you got to go buy a CD player.
The flap. I don't have a CD player in my car.
I do. You know, they sell CD players at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
Like the kind that you balance on the console that you can play through your speakers?
Like a boombox.
No, I am not buying a boombox.
I have one.
It's 1980. Thank you.
It was 85. I have one in my closet.
Do you really?
Yes. And I play CDs while I'm in the shower.
What?
Why is that so weird?
It's
that
just
sign
funny.
Says that Swifties are boycotting Target?
What do you mean they're boycotting?
Until you want to go get your CD.
The VMAs were last night.
I
did not know that was still a thing. Video of the year is Ariana Grande with Brighter Days Ahead. Artist of the year is Lady Gaga. Did she even put anything out last year?
Apparently so.
Best new artist is Alex Warren.
Okay.
Ricky Martin got the Latin Icon Award.
Yes, he came out and did a little live performance, did some Livin' La Vida Loca.
Oh, okay.
Upside Inside Out, Livin' La Vida Loca.
Best rock is Coldplay's All My Love.
Okay.
Best pop artist is Sabrina Carpenter.
That Coldplay song was so powerful it led to divorces.
Yeah. All My Love. And best country is Megan Maroney with the song Am I Okay?
VMAs, huh?
Still a thing, apparently.
You know that is counter-programming. They specifically put that on last night against football. That's why you didn't know the VMAs were on last night. They are trying, and it's smart, where should we place this so that the most eyeballs will watch? And I don't agree with this thinking.
And you're going to put it up against football?
Because we have so many female football fans in this town. But the thinking is, we'll put this opposite football, counter-program
it. It's not female. I think it's younger. I think they're going for younger fans.
I think we have all of them.
What do you mean we have all of them?
In Kansas City, we love football.
Well, I understand, but I mean, there might be a 22, 23-year-old young guy, young gal.
I've never met a 23-year-old guy that did not watch football last night.
Do you talk to a lot of 22, 23-year-old men?
My kids' age, they're all in fantasy football leagues.
Okay. 913-586-7798.
This is Megan Maroney.
They weren't watching the VMAs. I'm telling you right now, they were not.
This is Megan Maroney?
Yep.
This is country?
Don't get me started.
This is not country.
You sound like an old man.
I am an old man. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.